things that happen in your life that you never forget because they are unusual. When I met Curtis Robinson, I didn't know who he was. He was getting off a bus on his way, he thought, to Hartford. But evidently they stopped in Hartford. He stayed here. He wanted to get to Boston. But he got here to Hartford, and he's still here. Curtis Robinson has done incredible things for people. And I remember the first night that I met him. And I have him on the line right now. Curtis, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
I am fine, and I know you are. Boy, I'll tell you, certain things in your life you always remember, Curtis.
Yeah, well, you know, we came a long way, Brad, you know, back when I gave you your birthday cake and you forgot it and left it in your car. You remember that? Oh, my God. I don't know what year that was.
I don't know, but it was way back. But you know something, Curtis? The things that you have done, you and Sheila, the Curtis and Sheila Robinson Foundation, and I know you're going to be heading for Southington.
Yes.
I know you've got some things that you're going to do. 100 cars of men and women get help with their petroleum needs when they get a financial boost. And this is one of the projects that Curtis and Sheila have. Curtis, first of all, when did you decide? When did you decide? I know you've been very successful, but when did you decide to do this kind of thing?
Well, you know, Brad, you know, it was interesting. You know, we have the Curtis and Robinson Sheila Foundation, and we also have the food bank with Joan Darber run over at St. Francis. And I noticed a lot of people just couldn't get to work. They couldn't get, you know, people were sacrificing their self in terms of not being able to buy gas and get to work and just it was interesting. I started in Hartford. But then I saw a lot of people coming from the suburbs, specifically Southington. And I said, well, I live in Southington. You know, there's poor people in Southington as well. So we decided, this is our second year of doing this.
I know it is.
That we would provide. Because, you know, sometimes $20 worth of gas could mean, do I pay my light bill or do I have a meal? You know, and it's just a shame that we live in one of the richest states in this country where 500,000 people go to bed at night hungry. 500,000, Google it, you know? And it's, you know, and 73% of the people, you know, had to choose between food and utilities and 63% between food and rent. I mean, you know, I got Janet Mellon, you met her last year, she was there. She feed over 500,000 meals a year. We shouldn't have to do that in this country. I mean, you know, I mean, it's no way that God is going to give me a loaf of bread and I drive by and I can't give a person a slice of bread. You know, because, Brad, if we live 100 years, just think about it.
Yeah.
A little schematic. 100 years is only 1,200 months. You know, and if you're 50, it's only 600 months. And if you're 70, you only got 360 months to live. If you live to be 100. We're only going to be here for a minute. And how can we not reach back and help our brothers and sisters? God made two people. He made Adam and he made Eve. There's only one race, and that's the human race. And we have to start loving and looking out for each other. And, you know, and I get so sick. I mean, we spend so much money, and I've been hearing you talking about different things and how we're spending money, but we allow our veterans to go hungry. We allow our people to go hungry. How can you pass somebody on the street and know that they're hungry? You might say, oh, they're going to go out and buy some drinks. Well, that's their problem. The thing is, can you go to sleep knowing that someone that you could have helped? I mean, what would you say to God when God says you could have helped those people? But no, you know, you wanted a bigger car, a bigger house. God is not going to ask you how much money you made and how much homes and cars. He's going to say, what did you do with the gift that I gave you? And God has given us all these gifts. Why can't we reach back and help our brother man? You know, well, so that's all we're trying to do. And, you know, the only thing I want God to do is just try to have mercy on our soul. And just we just want to try to do the right thing.
Well, you know something? That night that I met you, for the first time when you got off the bus, and we've been friends ever since, but I remember how you started. I remember you did a little bit here, you did a little bit there.
Yeah.
You were successful, but you also were generous, and you did what you're doing now, and you've done it for a long, long time. And that's why from time to time, I like to have you on my program, because I like people to understand there are folks like you. It is not easy. And now just explain what you're going to do on Tuesday, the 25th of September, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Just explain it.
Okay, well, at the Palomo gas station over at 826 Meriden Waterbury Turnpike, we're going to have Reverend Victoria Triana, Pastor Jim Townsend from the Central Baptist Church in Southington, Jane Mellon from our Southington Community Center. We're going to have John Daly, the Chief of Police. We're going to be giving people $20 worth of gas. We're going to be giving them a gift. We're going to be giving them a little snacks and food. And, you know, we're going to just, it's going to be a wonderful day. And the thing is that it's going to be something that we try to do at least twice a year. And then on, you know, which I haven't told you, on Saturday, my wife and I, we're feeding over 2,000 families on the New Haven Green. So if you're hungry, come to the New Haven Green after.
Say that again. You didn't tell me this before.
Well, we got so many things in the bank now, but it's Saturday at 12 o'clock.
Yep.
From the New Haven Green. We feed about 2,000 to 2,500 people twice a year. So if you are around New Haven and if you're hungry, stop in on the green. We're going to have food banks. We're going to have little things for the kids. We're going to have little rides. Just come over and just spend the day with us. And it's all free. It's all free. And
well,
as you know, at St. Francis now, we're going to save a little under 70 lives in the last 85 months. That people who would have died because they didn't have insurance. And that's through the Curtis Robinson Center for Health and Equity that Sheila and I started back in 2005. So we put up, you know, some money to get that started. So, you know, we're just trying to, you know, Brad, I can't save everyone. I can't do, you know, but we're going to try to do what we can, you know, while God give us all these gifts. We're going to just try to give back and just try to help the least among us.
Well, you know, the thing that I always remember with you, of course, that night that I met you when you got off the bus, but it wasn't long and we saw each other. Again, we happened to bump into each other. We got along very well, and it just grew and grew and grew. But there was something about you. And when that first night happened, there was something that said to me, this guy, it was meant that he stay here in Hartford, not go to Boston. And and look what's happened in Hartford because you stayed. Unbelievable.
Well, my mother put me on a bus going to get to Boston, and the bus left New York. I knew the next stop was Boston, so I got off the bus, and I asked the guy what part of Boston was it. He said, no, you got another 100 miles. You're in Hartford, Connecticut. I said, well, I don't know anybody in Boston, so I ran back to get on the bus that left, so I slept the first night in Bushnell Park.
That's right.
On the park bench. And the next day, I got a job at the old Shoham Hotel at washing dishes. And it's interesting, 15 years later, I own the hotel.
That's so right.
That could only happen in America.
Well, I love it when you tell that story, because here you are doing very, very well, but you're thinking of the other person. And that's our problem today.
Yes.
We don't have enough people that are thinking of the other person.
Well, Brad, you know, you have to live for the soul, not the body. The soul is only temporary. You're only going to be here for a minute. You know, the body is only temporary. The soul is forever. So if you live for the soul, you're going to be okay. And people ask me, Curtis, how do you make money? Well, as Warren Buffett said at Harvard, the best way to make money is to give it away. And most people say, "Oh, you got to be, are you real?" Look, the Bible tells you whatever you give, it comes back in tenfold. And everything we give, it comes back. We're just a conduit. You know, whatever we have, if you don't believe it, just see someone and don't do it, them a favor because you feel it's going to come back. Just help someone. I don't care if it's going across the street and checking on an old lady or helping somebody across. Just do something good for someone and just step back and see what's going to happen. It you know, the Bible tells you that. So the thing is that we got to start looking out for each other. You understand? Because we're only here temporarily. We're not going to be here. We just tourists here on this earth. We're not going to be here forever. So we got to start realizing that and start, you know, doing better. Because, you know, it's you know, America is a great country, you know, and God has given us these gifts, allowing us to be born in this wonderful country. But there is no reason we should be ashamed of ourselves to see that 500,000 people go to bed at night hungry. Now, I know it's hard for everybody to listen to audience to realize that. If you're driving a water truck, you don't realize how it feels to be thirsty. But there's people who don't have any food. And that's all different races and nationalities. Now, these are people that's hungry. People just need a little up. They just need a little help. You know, we go out and spend $40, $50 for dinner. I mean, can't we just reach back and help someone? I mean, you know, what is enough? You know, when your stomach is full and you got enough, can't you reach back and help someone that stomach is empty? It's not going to hurt us to do that.
And you, well, you know something? You have always done that from the beginning when you first got here on that particular night in Hartford. And, you know, the story was, too, yes, you wash dishes. You wash dishes.
Yes.
But you also eventually owned the restaurant.
Yes, that's correct.
And that is Curtis Robinson. And that is the motivation. Then you were with Sheila. And
yes.
you did it as a family.
Yes.
And these are the things that I think, too, are the most important things. You've got to reach out.
For people like you, Brad, I mean, you've always been a child of God. You've always been one to reach back and help the least among us. You know, you have been a blessing not only to Connecticut, but just as a human being. God said to us here, here's Brad, you know, and, you know, you have changed so many lives. And when you're on this, people don't realize the message that you bring them in every morning. People look for that. Because they know that you're honest and they know that you speak from your heart. They know that you're not a bought person where someone say you're gonna say what need to be said because it's economically feasible. No, Brad Davis has always been a person who's going to say what's right, whether you like it or not, and he'll take the consequences. You understand? Because no one can call Brad boss and fire him because Brad is his own man. Brad is a free man. He's going to say what's right, and if you don't like it, that's your problem. But that's where you've always been, and that's why I love you, Brad. I've always, you know, respected you, and that's why we've always been friends, because you've always been there for the needy and for people who just need to hear your words, just need a little encouragement. You know, and they trust you, Brad. That's why you're listening, audience. That's why you got the best show in the country. Because people listen to you because they know that you're going to tell them the truth. And that's what we need in this country. We need to stop fighting each other. We need to start working with each other to get things done. We need to leave our egos at the door. You understand? Because we might be separate, but we're all in the same boat.
And yes, we are.
To start realizing that.
Yep. Well, again, that's why you're here today, and I know it's going to be quite a day. And again, you'll be back. So just give the direction. You're going to be in Southington, right?
Yes, in Southington. That's on the 25th.
And then you're going to be down in New Haven.
on the 20th, yeah, on the 25th, on the, yeah, Southerton this Saturday, tomorrow. And on the 25th, tomorrow we're going to be in New Haven. We're going to be in New Haven at the Green.
That's right, tomorrow.
On the 25th, we're going to be giving away the gas. I got so many things here on my calendar.
Yeah, I know just how you feel. But you get it done.
Yes.
And God bless you. I'm so glad you spent some time with me this morning. And
thank you, Brad.
We'll get together soon.
God bless you, Brad.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He is quite a guy.